Hey everybody, this is Aaron the Retro Guy, and welcome to the Morning Roast Podcast. This is the home for all the craziness, the highlights, the interviews, and all the fun that we have on the Morning Roast Radio Show. Sit back and enjoy. Oh, good morning. How the heck are ya? Welcome to the Morning Roast Radio Show, hour number two, right here on the Station Head social radio app, The Radio Revolution. Oh man, Friday, guys, you made it. It's Friday. Congratulations. This week is officially about to be in the books. You are into the weekend. We're going to get you started. A lot of things happening on the show today. Got you all the way up to the 9:20 a.m. hour. What day is today? I got some dad jokes, celebrity birthdays. Oh, man. News is too stupid to make up. From the comments and today's news break, we're talking about what in the world's happening with the Writers Guild strike and how is that going to affect some of your favorite shows. All that and more is headed your way on a fresh Music Friday. Music so fresh, the paint isn't even dry on it yet. We'll be playing you some of the hottest, newest music to hit the airwaves. Also, don't forget, if you have not yet, checked out our podcast on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast, Morning Roast Radio on YouTube, or just put in the Morning Roast Radio Show. You could catch the replay, the video replay, for all of our podcast, for all of our shows. And then you can also go wherever you get your podcast, put in the Morning Roast Radio Show, and we've taken that show, trimmed it down to 15 or 20 minutes, and you just get the content, a lot of stuff. Man, we're trying. We really are. We're trying to expand, trying to make a little more content, trying to spread it around, bring that Morning Roast Radio Show positivity to as many platforms as possible. I'm excited to be with you this morning. If I haven't told you this morning, I think you're amazing. I think you're awesome. And we're going to play a little Uptown Funk. Bruno Mars coming at you. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. We want to take a second and thank the official sponsors of the Morning Roast Radio Show. First of all, every day we come to you live and loud from the heartland of America, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. This is the Vibe Radio Studio, sponsored by Eternal Media Solutions. Need help with audio, video, streaming? Need install help? Go to eternalmediasolutions.com. They can take care of you over there. And then I start my day every day with a huge cup of Badger Bros Coffee, the official coffee of the Morning Roast Radio Show. Go to badgerbroscoffee.com and check them out. I like their dark roast, but they got a lot of different stuff over there. badgerbroscoffee.com. And if you use code LUNA10, you'll get 10% off your order of the best cup of coffee you could get anywhere. And the official energy sponsor of the Morning Roast Radio Show. If you love energy drinks but you don't love the jitter, go to getjuiced.com and check them out. Juiced Energy, the official energy sponsor of the Morning Roast Radio Show. I use their protein powder. I use their Screamer Creamer Collagen. I use their Lit Lemonade pre-workout. You're going to love it all. Go to getjuiced.com today. Big shout out to all our sponsors. Thanks for helping make this show a possibility, and we love y'all. Show. Only on Station. Oh, it's Friday. We are glad to be with you. Not only is today Friday, it's also Cinco de Mayo, but there are some other days. Let's check in with what day is today, shall we?
What's with today? Today.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
What's today?
Today is also International Midwives Day. I'm not even sure why we need a day for midwives. That's a real hero. Like, if you're a midwife, wow, home births. International Space Day, International Tuba Day, Museum Lovers Day, National Cartoonist Day, Hoagie Day, Silence the Shame Day, No Pants Day, Revenge of the Fifth. For those of you asking, yes, I'm wearing pants. I didn't know it was No Pants Day till just now. No Pants Day, babe. We can go to work with no pants, right? No? Okay.
This is the Morning Roast, and you're live on Station Head.
Big shout out to Sunny Brightside, the number one supporter of the show so far this morning. One of the things about the Station Head social radio app that is amazing is unlike TikTok, 100% of the tips go straight to the host. We appreciate everybody that supports the show by just showing up. Those of you who support it financially, you mean a lot to us as well. We appreciate everybody. A lot of things happening this morning. We got dad jokes. I got four of them. I got you an extra one today because it's Friday. Speaking of four, I've got four things you didn't know yesterday. Let's wise you up today and make you feel even smarter than you already are. Here we go. In 2018, the town of Elgin, Illinois, ended a 45-year ban on ice cream trucks. Elgin, Illinois, went 45 years where you were not allowed to have an ice cream truck in their town. J.R.R. Tolkien typed the entire 1,200-page manuscript of Lord of the Rings with only two fingers. That dude finger-picked the 1,200-page manuscript of Lord of the Rings. What's your excuse? I'm just kidding. We're not all that creative. The world's first fully enclosed modern shopping mall is located in the Minneapolis suburb of Edna. It opened October 8, 1956. That means there are people who are alive to watch the shopping mall become popular and then watch it now as it becomes not as popular. And this one will make you feel very smart. Some snails take naps that can last as long as 3 years. 3 years. Here I am just trying to get a nap that lasts 3 hours.
This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Making your mornings way more fun than they would be without us. You're listening to the Morning Roast Radio Show.
All right, it's time for your Morning Roast trending news. What's happening? Everybody's talking about it. The writer's strike just started. There's picket lines all over Hollywood and New York City. This means a lot of your favorite TV shows and movies may be on hold for a while. Kind of, you know, like how everything shut down during COVID. It's been 15 years. That's right. It's been 15 years since the last writer's strike. So it's definitely a big deal. Variety Magazine is kind of the place I go to keep track of where this is going to affect. So here's a few of the shows that it might affect. Some of your favorites. Anything on AMC. That's all it says. Just all AMC shows. Abbott Elementary, Big Mouth, Cobra Kai, Good Omens, Gutfeld on Fox, House of the Dragon. Now, they did already get the scripts done for season 3 or 2. One of those two. So that one may be able to move forward. Season 2 may be able to move forward. MTV Music Awards are going to be on hold. Saturday Night Live, The Talk, and Yellow Jackets all will be affected. Now, if you're like me, when you heard about the writer's strike, you weren't even really sure what in the world it was about. You are not alone. I'm going to break it down for you. What is the Writers Guild's demands? Increased minimum compensation significantly to address the devaluation of writing in all areas of television, new media, and features. Standardized compensation for both theatrically and streaming, addressing the, quote, abuses of mini rooms. I'm not even sure what that means. There's a few other things, including increased contributions to pension plan and health fund, and regulate use of material produced using artificial intelligence or similar technologies. Now, a few people, including myself, have had a couple of questions. Here's a few of the questions that have been asked on Twitter. Name for me the last very original TV show or movie. Go ahead. I'll wait. That's right. There's not a lot of them. Leaving a lot of people to ask, what is the reason for that? Is it the lack of creativity amongst writers? Is it production and TV and movie studios continuing to go back to the well? I mean, we've seen the relaunch of more properties from the 80s and 90s than I can ever remember. We've seen everything from Willow, Cobra Kai is a spinoff. I mean, I was telling somebody, I just started watching the show with Kiefer Sutherland called Rabbit Hole. It's a great series, but it's basically just 24. Just doesn't seem to be a bunch of new creative things coming out of movie and streaming studios. So leaving a lot of people to say, what is the reason for it? And if writers are asking for a lot more, what's the plan here? Another question I saw on Twitter this morning said, well, if artificial intelligence can do it better and more entertaining, wouldn't that in turn mean everybody makes more money? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not paid to answer to make these calls. I'm not paid to answer these questions. Just giving you what's happening. So, good news. Not a whole lot of people watching regular television anyway, but if you're a lot of people like me watching streaming stuff, your show may be on hold. Didn't mean to ruin your early summer plans.
This is the Morning Roast, and you're live on Station Head.
Got some Phil Collins in the request line. It is Friday, and I have got some dad jokes coming up after this. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Oh, it's time for one of my favorite things that we do. My favorite thing to do, and some people's favorite thing to hate. It's time for some dad jokes. Yes, it is. Oh, you know you love it, or at least you love to hate it. Time for some dad jokes this morning. What did the baby corn say to the mama corn? Where's popcorn? Oh, that one's funny. Come on.
One more time.
What vegetable is cool, but not like that cool? Radish. It's rad, just kind of ish, though. Just kind of ish. Come on.
One more time.
What do you call two monkeys who share an Amazon Prime account? Prime mates. Last one. What do you call a beehive without an exit? Unbelievable. I love it. I love it. It's so good. Dad jokes. Making you smile. Or at least we're trying to anyway. News that's too stupid to make up. And from the comments is coming up next. Some of your requests are in the requests. Ooh, haven't played this in forever. You know this is going to be a banger. YMCA, the Village People, wherever you are, I want to see you doing it. Come on. You know you love it. Do the YMCA. It'll put a smile on your face on a Friday.
Making your mornings way more fun than they would be without us. You're listening to The Morning Roast Radio Show.
Hey, don't forget, make sure you're following us on Instagram and Facebook, Morning Roast Radio, Instagram and Facebook, the best place to keep yourself up to date on everything that's happening with the show. Got some new content coming also to YouTube today. The show replay will be available over there on YouTube. And then over the weekend, we might have something exclusive over on YouTube, if I can get everything lined up right to get that done. So make sure you're following us on Instagram and Facebook at Morning Roast Radio, and make sure you're following us over on YouTube. Just put in the Morning Roast Radio Show. Give us a follow over there. Time for some news. It's just too stupid to make up. How about it, huh? Some news that is just too stupid to make up. A man in the UK was apprehended for robbing a bank after he dropped his resume on the floor as he left. Can you imagine? Because everything's on your resume nowadays. Everything. Your LinkedIn profile, social media handles, phone number. it's like gift wrapping yourself to the police. Oh, so good. Love it. Absolutely love it. We dug into the comments. I put a video out about a week ago, and some people went into the comments and added some things, and I was pleasantly surprised. Let's talk about it. Let's go into the comments. The pigs in a blanket TikTok video that I did, where I said that I grew up on the lower end of the financial scale, lower middle class, that like a treat for us was pigs in a blanket, either full-size pigs in a blanket with full-size hot dogs or the small hot dogs, wrap those in a crescent roll, pigs in a blanket. Somebody in the comments said the one they loved as a child was fried bologna sandwiches. Oh, so good. So I want to give you a chance today in the chat, in the comments. What are some of those we'll call them budget snacks or budget meals that you had as a kid that you still love? One of the ones I had a lot as a kid, I'll just tell you now, I did not know that people put ground beef or Italian sausage in spaghetti until I was way too old. Because growing up, we had four boys in our family, 2 years apart. It was just spaghetti sauce. We didn't put no meat in it, unless you got the meat sauce one. We didn't do that. So I had spaghetti with no meat in it and didn't know that wasn't normal till I was very, very much older and should have known better. Let me know in the chat, in the comments, those budget snacks, those budget meals that you had as a kid that you still love today. Let's relive some of the magic of our youth, huh?
This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
9:10 a.m. Central, 10:10 a.m. over there on the East Coast, whatever time it is, wherever you are. Want to make sure to give you the quote of the day today. Stay away from what might have been and look at what can be. Stay away from what might have been and look at what can be. As you're going into the weekend, look, don't concentrate on the past, but look at the things that you have to look forward to. And if you don't have anything to look forward to, set some goals. Give yourself some things to keep yourself pointed in the right direction. You know what I mean? Too many times we keep ourselves locked in the past by just continuing to concentrate on the mistakes that we made. And listen, I understand that. It is not easy to live past the things and the mistakes that you have made. But today's quote of the day, stay away from what might have been and look at what can be. Don't focus on the opportunities you've missed. Focus on the opportunities that are still ahead of you. I got some Fallout Boy Immortals coming at you. We're going to wrap the show up in 4 minutes. Don't go anywhere. All right, it's about time for us to get out of here this morning. Glad that you stopped by. We appreciate you being a part of the Morning Roast Radio Show. But hey, we already are working on Monday's show. Coming in from the Discord on Monday. If you are a part of our Discord community, there's a channel in there that says Crazy News. We're going to dig into that channel on our Discord Monday on the show and read some of those crazy news stories live on air. I think it's called Wacky News. There you go. Wacky News channel. So if you've got some, if you've read something or you read some over the weekend, drop it on our Discord Wacky News channel, and that'll make it to the show on Monday. Also coming on Monday, what in the Twitterverse is going on? My favorite collection of tweets from over the weekend. And what do you fake smile about? We all fake smile about something. What do you fake smile about? That's just a little bit of what's happening Monday on the show. Don't forget, if you missed the show or you want to watch it back or you want to share it with a friend, the podcast will be available here in about an hour, both on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast. In fact, I'm getting offline here and I'm about to start editing it. I'm going to play through a couple requests as we close out the show this morning, but I tell you the same thing every day because I believe it. You are. We love you just the way you are. If you're going to change anything about yourself, change the things about yourself you know will make you the best version of you. Other than that, keep everything else the same. Because, hey, I like it. We like it that way. Have a fantastic weekend, a happy Friday. And hey, if you're working this weekend like I am, try to take some time for yourself. Just a little bit. Just take a little bit of time for yourself. I love you. Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. Thanks for listening to the Morning Roast Podcast. The Morning Roast Radio Show can be heard and seen live on TikTok every single weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern, and then on Station Head at 9 a.m. Eastern. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Morning Roast Radio, and check me out on TikTok. Have a great day.